on one occasion, we were leaving Charleston, West Virginia, going to Bluefield to play a game. We had just beaten West Virginia State. Mm-hmm. That was something in itself. But it was that in the mid-40s, this same team that played the secret game, we were playing, just had seven players. Mm-hmm. So we are on the way to Bluefield, we're going to play the next night, got on the bus, and the bus was filled. Mm-hmm. One seat vacant. So that meant we all had to stand up except this one seat. Mm-hmm. So I said to the players, let Henry Thomas, nickname of Big Dog, let Big Dog sit there. He's our center, he said. Mm-hmm. He needed the rest. He's the one that's really carrying us, so let him sit down, we'll stand up. Okay, Big Dog, take the seat. You got everything. We just along for the ride. That's what the kid is about. Mm-hmm. But all the black people on the bus had seated from the rear to this point. Mm-hmm. All the white, but this one vacant seat was beside a young white girl mm-hmm. who had a little baby in her arms. And Thomas said to her, "Is it all right if I sit here?" Mm-hmm. And she said, "I don't mind at all. Have a seat." Very friendly, really. Mm-hmm. And he sat down, and we all stood up and hanging on to the bar. And the bus driver came on the bus, getting ready to start the bus, and he looked up in the mirror. I can see him now. Looked up in the mirror, and he saw Henry Thomas sitting beside his girl. And so he came back. And on the way back, I said to the fuckers, they all lined up, hanging out. I said, "Don't forget now, I'll do the talking." Mm-hmm. So when he came back there, he said, "You had to get up," said to mm-hmm. Henry Thomas. Said, "You had to get up." And Thomas didn't say anything. He just looked at me. So he looked at me. He said, "He has to get up." Mm-hmm. He recognized that Thomas was going to leave it up to me. Mm-hmm. Say he doesn't have to get up because he's inside the law. The law says we seat from the back, they seat from the front. It's the last seat on the bus, and he can sit in if he wants to. The girl spoke up. She was a girl. "I don't mind." Just like that. Mm-hmm. That burned the bus driver up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was about 23 or 4 years old, I guess. And looked the part. He was playing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He said he hasn't got any business sitting there. I said, "Well, she doesn't mind, and he's within the law. And I don't know what you're objecting to." Mm-hmm. Well, he looked at me, then he went back to the front of the bus and sat down. Uh-huh. He came back again. He said, "He has to get up." I said, "He doesn't have to get up." And Thomas, big guy too, he's the biggest guy we had. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want Thomas to start flying. He didn't say a thing. He's, mm-hmm. never said anything, and none of the other players said anything. But then the people on the bus started saying, mm-hmm. "Go sit down and drive the bus. Uh-huh. Come on, bus driver, we got to get where we're going. Get on, let's get out of here. Drive the bus." So he could see that now everybody on the bus practically is in our favor. Mm-hmm. But he got an idea, flash. He started up the bus and sailed out of the bus station, got up in the mountains right outside of Charleston, stopped mm-hmm. the bus up in the mountains. Mm-hmm. Got up, came back, said, "He can't sit there. I'm not moving this bus till he gets up." Mm-hmm. So we sat there. Sat there 2 or 3 minutes, and people started grumbling. "What kind of driver are you? What's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Drive this bus." Mm-hmm. Now, these are people that are supposed to be on the other side, you know, mm-hmm. of our thinking. And it made him upset. It really hurt him. I mean, he was angry and red-faced. I knew he had a gun on his front seat. Mm-hmm. He went back and sat down. He sat there a good 2 minutes or three, which seemed like a long time.
I'm sure.
And then he came back again and said, "He got to get up now." I said, I tell you what, since this is such a big problem to you, these people have to get where they're going. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get off this bus. So we all got up and got on.
Mm-hmm.
And the players just laughed, had a good time, picked up rocks and started throwing them at the squirrels.
Uh-huh.
The bus came along about 30, 40 minutes. We knew it one came along every hour.
Uh-huh.
And we went on to Bluefield because we didn't have hardly anybody on that bus.
Uh-huh.
They laughed about it. They really thought we had won.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you can see what kind of position you can put that kind of person in, mm-hmm. that you're better than he is.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
He's not making any points mm-hmm. by doing like that. So that, we did a lot of that kind of thing.
Do you think that doing those things was in any way related to what they were doing on the basketball court?
Oh, yes.
How did those things relate?
What it meant, you have to maintain yourself, all you're capable of at all times. You can't lower yourself to be a marginal playing team, dirty tactics. If you're in the right, well, you're going to prevail.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the system appears to be against you, it's really not you being any less. It's because somebody's worried about you already being much more than they want you to be.
Mm-hmm.
You play the game of life the same way you play this situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.